I condemned the hostility in the first place. I condemned every person who had given the authority that people should take the law into their own hands. People are carrying guns and ammunition to go and attack some people, kill their animals and everything without any concrete vision. I condemn that authority who gave them that audacity and who gave them that go-ahead to go and do these illegal actions. So whatever happens is the result of that people who have taken law into their own hands without taking proper litigation process into consideration.
Right, Sheikh Barry, you have condemned one section.
The hostility is not one section.
Yeah,
the hostility, it means whoever precipitated, whoever begins to shoot. These are the people to be blamed.
Right, but Sheikh, you limited your condemnation to those who you claim took the law into their own hands and then shot Fulani herdsmen and so on and so forth. Would you also condemn the Fulani herdsmen who shot the police personnel?
But exactly, no. What I'm saying, the whole attitude and the whole action must be condemned. Why in the first place we deliberately create hostility in a very peaceful environment? Why do you do that? You create hostility when you go there into the attire of war. You are blowing the trumpet of war. You are putting bullets, the proofs, garments, and everything, and you are taking the law. It means now you are prepared for the hostility in the first place.
What do you think should be the way forward?
The way forward is always to be reasonable, to resort to the law, the rule of law in the country. And this is what I'm saying. If there is anything at all, it's a conflict, it's a crisis, it's disturbances, it's violence, it's rout, whatever it is, this is upsetting the peace of the environment. We should pursue legal process to put everything on, to contain the situation and bring it under control.
On allegations that some Fulani herdsmen bribed the former district police commander of Ago, Samuel Azugu, to enable them to carry on with illegal activities in the area, Sheikh Barry dismissed the claim.
Allegations of this nature need to be computerized and need to have evidence proved that this and that. We, I impression, being the president of the Dual Association of Ghana, I don't know this man, the police commander's impression. We've never met all at all. So if there's any conversation between me and him and any other official for that matter in connection with the, activities of the herdsmen in the area, is quite a different thing. From time to time, I call him to verify if somebody has been arrested, is in the custody, and what I've done.
Are you holding brief for them? Are you trying to say that?
I'm not holding brief for anybody.
Right, Sheikh.
What I'm saying, let us not click on wrong premises. This is a wrong premise. You are building things which are not based on any evidence.
Is it likely that some of your members could attempt to do that, considering the bad blood existing between you and the people of the area?
Our animals have been killed. Our people have been displaced in disarray. And our houses have been attacked and everything has been burned to ashes. So you are saying upon this thing again, I will venture to bribe somebody to do what? To bribe somebody already has... I'm the victim of the circumstances. So how can I bribe somebody to get what?
NDC claims the bribe scandal came as a result of the fact that any time the police or the security agencies want to do a swoop on... Fulani herdsmen who are perceived to create trouble in the area, the bribe comes in to avert any such plan.
This is what I'm saying. Ghana is under the jurisdiction of the rule of law. So let the rule of law prevail on any aspect of our survival and our living condition.
Right. So
if you are saying that some people there, they have been targeted, relocated from the place and whatnot and this and that, fine. Let that be based on the legal process.
Do you insist that your men were not in bed with the transferred officer, Samuel Azugu?
The transferred to administrative decision, and therefore it's an office decision, and therefore it's an authoritative decision, and therefore it's a hierarchy of the police that will take that decision. Do you think in any way we are involved in this process?
That was the national president of the Fulani Association of Ghana, Sheikh Osman Brahim Abari.